Well, a couple of sides in action in this UEFA Nations League, which gives some meaning to these international. They're not friendlies anymore because they're playing for something which is important. Robbie Slater joins us on the line. G'day, Robbie.
Very important. Very important. You ready? Listen. How'd you get on that one?
No, not clear enough, Robbie.
Not clear enough? How about this one?
Blowing into your phone?
I'm not even going to go there. Mate, that was the door closing.
Yeah, was it a car door?
Yeah, car door.
Yeah, it's a car door.
It sounded more like...
Yeah. No, I don't know. Seriously, Laurie's getting up like this early morning radio.
Well, usually you're inside. Usually you're dropping something.
Because it's school photo day.
School photo day.
Have school you got school photos?
Beautiful. They've got to look at their best. Look their best today, Rob.
Going to be on your best today. Top photos for me, so don't worry about it. But, TK, as you said, lots of internationals overnight. The big one. World Cup finalist Croatia absolutely smashed by Spain.
Yeah.
6-0. That's incredible. After losing, after Spain also winning at Wembley as well, beating England only a few days ago. So they've had a pretty good week. England beat Switzerland 1-0 overnight. Rashford again with the goal. He got the goal against Spain as well. So a couple of internationals for the Manchester United striker. The other big one was Belgium beating Iceland 3-0. Now, Iceland are one of those, it's a small nation that have been doing very well. Went to the World Cup, obviously, and did well in the Euros. But they were smashed 6-0 by Switzerland only a few days ago, and now smashed by Belgium. Lukaku with a double there, and Hazard with the other goal for Belgium. But, you're right what you said, TK, this League of Nations, it's about having... more meaningful name than the word friendly.
Yes. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to find, obviously the League of Nations is Europe at the moment, but I think, we need to find, when we play our game, we need to find a term as well, because the Australian public don't like the word friendly.
No.
And friendlies, and it shouldn't be friendlies in internationals. So that's the reason behind it. An interesting week. Obviously, international football, no EPL. FFA Cup will be coming up next week. So in the A-League, the Hyundai A-League will be, we're building up towards that. Still, of course, all the rugby league and AFL finals and all that to go. And, exciting times. And, of course, Fox Sports with the W League. We're going to show every game of that. So
yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. I can hear the excitement.
It's here. I was just about to ask you about the A-League. Chris Economides, is he a good signing for Perth Glory?
Yeah, I think he is. He came back to the Wanderers, and certainly I thought he impressed in quite a few of his games. So Perth building up a nice squad over there. They've got Tony Popovich as the coach. He's going to bring certainly a lot of fitness to Perth. And, I think Kenny Lowe did a wonderful job there, but I think he's moved upstairs. I think Perth could give it a, they've made some very good signings. So, we keep on saying with Perth, they used to be the powerhouse in the old NSL and really hasn't eventuated in the Hyundai A-League. So maybe the season for Perth, I do see a very even season coming up. But Economides is a player that wants to get into the Socceroos. You know what these players need? They need regular game time if you're going to crack the squad.
Yeah, exactly. What about Mark Berighetti, mate? He can be an outstanding keeper on his day, and he's returning to the A-League.
Yeah, look, he's one that's coming back again. And look, it's not criticism; it's just a statement of fact that the players coming back are not. They don't really want to be coming back. So their adventure overseas in some ways has ended up not ending up the way they wanted, but certainly he's a good goalkeeper and will be a welcome addition. And even when they go overseas now, the great thing for Australian players is there is a very, very, very good competition to come back to. It wasn't always the case in the old days, in my day. So, the Hyundai A-League is a great level for players to come back and relaunch themselves.
Do you know much about Newcastle's new signing, Eduardo da Silva?
I would know about as much as Eduardo da Silva as you would, Laurie Darling.
Right, yeah, yep.
And you should, you know, the Wolf would be all over that.
And, mate, just a quick one, mate. Your good mate, Graham Arnold.
Yeah, I've done a bit loose, good mates these days.
Oh, okay, all right. Well,
I've lost most of my mates, CK.
All right.
What's your lost Arnie and the Wolf?
You know, I'll give you a tip. I couldn't afford to lose any.
Stick tight with Arnie, mate. What's he on? 2 or 3 mil?
Mate, he's loaded, mate. Building brand new houses. Mind you, his house did take longer to construct than the Taj Mahal.
Is it going to be difficult for him because the Socceroos captain, Trent Sainsbury, is actually his son-in-law?
Yeah, Trent is his son-in-law, and I don't see that as a problem at all. Are you good enough or not? I think Trent's proven that he is good enough. And, you know, it's actually a funny story. I don't know if you've got a minute, but Trent Sainsbury's career nearly never happened because Arnie pulled him from obscurity. Wasn't sure about the kid when he got to the Central Coast. He was only, I think, 16, 17 years old, and Arnie didn't hold much hope for him. But I wouldn't say bad attitude, but you know, he had some earrings and all sorts of bits and pieces. And Arnie groomed him and started liking him. And then on the sly, he started going out with Arnie's daughter up at the Central Coast, and Arnie didn't know. And I used to go up there to do commentary, and Trent would always be out of the squad, and I'd walk up to him, he'd be sitting on the bench, a bit of a forlorn figure, and I'd say, mate, is there any surprise? Are you wondering why you're not in the squad? And obviously it all went the right way, and they're a beautiful couple, you know, obviously recently married, and I don't see why that would play any, why anyone would make anything of that. He's a fantastic player. Made a move to a very big European club in PSV Eindhoven. Career on the right track. He's a leader. If he's the right man for the job, that's the only thing that you should need to know.
Absolutely, and you're the right man for our job as well. Robbie Slater there.